Well, our guests will be spending Christmas on Te Araroa Trail. Victoria Bruce and her 7-year-old daughter, Emily, are walking the length of the country together. They set off from Cape Reinga at the beginning of October, and right now they're about 800 kilometres through their 3,000-kilometre odyssey, spending Christmas off the grid on the trail in the Richmond Ranges. Along the way, they're raising money for Federated Mountain Clubs and the Mental Health Foundation. I caught up with them a couple of days ago when they were in cell phone range, for starters, but they'd just completed the Queen Charlotte Walkway and we're heading towards the Richmond Ranges.
There's been a lot of highlights on the way. I mean, we started off in Cape Reinga, so walking down 90 Mile Beach was pretty special. Doing the Whanganui River was really special. So we took canoes and spent 6 days going down the Whanganui.
And seeing all the native bush.
And seeing all the native bush. And we spent 10 days in the Tararuas, just outside of Palmerston North, and yeah, that was pretty magical as well.
What's been some of the hardest parts, Emily?
Some of the hardest parts have been when we were walking down in the Tararuas and we had to go back to the hut because there was a creek that was too high for crossing.
Well, that was smart. That's really good tramping and really good work. Goodness, it's, you know, are you into a rhythm now, each of you? Because it must take a while for the body to adjust and then just to get used to this. Do you get into a rhythm?
Yeah, I think now we're both waking up about 5:20 in the morning because that's when the bellbirds start singing.
Oh, wonderful. And you love the native bush that you've seen, Emily. What else have you seen that's so special?
We saw two baby wicker chicks.
Oh, very cool. How much gear are you carrying?
I think I would be carrying about 8 things.
Now, I'm trying to think what those 8 things might be.
The tent. My hut shoes. My diary. My
raincoat.
Raincoat,
water bottle,
and my water bottle.
Have you got some toys with you?
My kiwi and my tui.
Well, they're good companions for a walk along to Araroa Trail, aren't they?
And a pair of sunglasses and my togs, I think.
There you go. That's ticked off the infantry.
And Mum's carrying everything else.
Yeah. Victoria, the idea to do this and just taking it, I guess, from idea to making it happen.
It came about, Catherine, because I had a bit of a breakdown in my life and I got to the stage where the only thing that I really wanted to do was to go away tramping on the weekends and just, you know, spend time in nature and...
But you want to go now. You want to go tramping every day,
and now I get to go tramping every day. So yeah. In a short story, so that's it. And so we decided to do some fundraising, you know, as we go on our walk. So we're fundraising for the Mental Health Foundation and Federated Mountain Clubs. So the idea, I guess, is that being in nature, it's good for your well-being
and health.
And your health. And so these two organisations kind of tie that together. And I wanted to do Te Araroa because it was a way to kind of reconnect with New Zealand, a country that I was born in but didn't grow up in. So a way to, you know, to see the country and to spend lots of time in nature and to challenge myself to do something big and brave and different.
It's a healing trip. Healing journey.
Absolutely. It's been a very, very healing journey.
Emily, what did you think of it when Mum suggested we get out and do this for a few months?
I thought that it would sound really cool.
Yeah? Did you think you might miss your friends or miss school or, you know, or you just thought, no, this is cool, I'm off with Mum to do this?
Ginger nut in her mouth.
Well, we've got to keep that blood sugar up.
Exactly.
Are you doing a bit of homeschooling, so to speak, Victoria, or is the whole trip really, you know, you can apply just about any part of the curriculum to this?
Oh, absolutely. Lots of science.
And also I do miss my school friends.
Science, ecology, botany, art, writing. Yeah.
It's like anywhere art.
Yeah.
You're going to have some stories to tell your friends when you get back, Emily.
Yeah.
And what about your diary?
And I do my hut diary every day to keep special memories.
Wow. Now, big question, how are we going to celebrate Christmas on Te Araroa Trail?
Okay.
Well, it's going to be a little bit of a quieter one this year, but we're hoping to be in the Richmond Ranges.
Pies and all these delicious chocolate cakes.
Have you just been stashing up for Christmas, have you?
Yeah, I think we're going to just stash up with as many goodies as we can carry. And, Christmas Day will be just a lovely day out.
Feeding our faces with treats.
Eating some treats and spending time in nature and sleeping in our tent.
Do you know what, Emily? You won't be one of those people like me who have to lie around on Christmas Day and think, how am I going to walk all that off? You won't have to think about that at all.
Yeah.
Now, how long to go? Because you've done the North Island.
No, not the whole North Island. We've done about half, the lower half of the North Island. The top half was in lockdown. So, we're planning to continue and finish the South Island.
Yeah.
And then once we've finished the South, we'll go back up and do the rest of Northland, Auckland and Waikato.
That makes a lot of sense. All right, so now the South Island. What are you looking forward most to there?
I think we're looking forward to the Richmond Ranges. Nelson Lake National Park, and hopefully catching up with some friends, some tramping buddies, and having people come and
have a great time.
Yeah. Do you meet people on the way? And have you met others doing the trail?
We have met a few people doing the trail.
Great.
They're often a lot faster than we are, but
they might be faster, but what do they say when they see you, Emily?
I can't quite remember, but they say fantastic and good job.
I reckon. Well, is there a message you want to send to friends and family this Christmas that we can send over the airwaves?
Oh, I'd just say thank you, everybody, for your love and support. It's been awesome. We've had some beautiful people reach out from all over New Zealand to support us on this journey, and it's been really great. So,
and Logan, come trap with me soon, please.
And Emily would like her friend Logan to come tramping with her soon, please.
He's going to have to catch up.
Yep.
Have a wonderful Christmas. Stay safe out there and keep having all the wonderful experiences that you are.
Thank you so much, Catherine. You too.
Take care, Victoria. Take care, Emily.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. And there they are, Victoria Bruce and her 7-year-old daughter, Emily, up somewhere now in the Richmond Ranges, we think. And that's where they're going to have their Christmas.